for an Indian season that I would say ended kind of abruptly in the playoffs. They're getting a lot of accolades in the offseason.
Right. This is actually a time, I think, for Tribe fans after finally to get over the smackdown by the Yankees when you're up 2-0 and then lose the last three to say, okay, well, what kind of year really did they have at Progressive Field? Beyond the 22-game winning streak and the 102 wins. Now, when they vote for postseason awards, whether it's Cy Young or MVP, it's all done in the last week of the regular season.
Oh, okay.
And so the Indians came up with a whole bunch of them.
Yeah. Chris Antonetti.
Yeah, Executive of the Year, Major League Baseball Executive of the Year. And you know, over the last 5 years, the Indians have had the best record in the American League.
Mm-hmm.
The best record. You know, they've been in the playoffs three times in the last 5 years. Yeah, there's been some real disappointments. You know, up 3-1 on the Cubs in the World Series and lose. Up 2-0 on the Yankees and lose. But, I mean, frankly, when I was growing up, if you grew up with the Indians, either in the 60s or the 70s or the 80s or even the early 90s, you would have loved to have one or two of these teams, much less the last five
that we've seen. That's true.
And then Terry Francona, where was he in the voting for manager of the year?
He was the runner-up.
The runner-up. You know, it's like he's won it twice before. And elite manager.
Yeah.
And Corey Kluber.
Second Cy Young Award winner.
How about this? I mean, now, I think back when Bob Feller was pitching, they didn't have all the Cy Young Awards and everything else. But he's the only pitcher with the Indians to win two Cy Young Awards. He won 2014 and 17.
Yeah.
And Jose Ramirez was third in the MVP voting in the American League.
That's a lot.
It's a lot. And also, we're also not talking about, boy, and Corey Kluber could leave, be a free agency.
Yeah.
Or Jose Ramirez can leave.
That's
no,
right.
They're here. I mean, the discussion in the winter is what's going to happen with Carlos Santana, what's going to happen with Jay Bruce. If I had to guess, they're both gone.
Okay.
I think they're both going to sign elsewhere for a lot of money. But I also know this. You know, the recent general managers meetings, the Indians were working on a lot of different trades, trying to get an outfielder that could hit.
Hmm.
And they have people to trade. For example, Danny Salazar.
Okay.
I mean, he's very frustrating for Indians fans to watch, but he did make the All-Star team in 2016. He had about a good month and a half where he pitched real well here. The Indians have a wealth of pitching. Most other organizations will take a shot on Salazar and see if we get something out of him.
Yeah, exactly. So we do have some bargaining chips here.
Sure, you have him. You have the catchers. I was talking to the Indians. They were surprised some at how much interest there was in Yan Gomes and Roberto Perez, either one of them, because they have both. Remember, the Indians have a star prospect named Francisco Mejia, who played at Akron.
Right.
He's a catcher, and he's also they're working of some at third. So they think that, you know, if they wanted to, for example, you package somebody like Salazar, or unfortunately maybe your favorite player like Kipnis.
Oh, boy.
And you throw in one of the catchers. You could get a player for that.
Okay.
And, you know, as we have seen, Chris Antonetti's not afraid to make big trades.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's something to watch for in the offseason. But I guess my bottom line was, yeah, I mean, believe me, I was really bummed out more than I thought by the Indians losing to the Yankees. I was looking forward to the next round, them playing the Astros. And I didn't know if they were going to win the World Series or whatever, but I certainly didn't see a first-round exit. Yeah. But the nice thing, I also could look through very realistic eyes, and not just me, but people who are with ESPN or whatever, with no kind of Cleveland connection. They say, the next couple of years, the Indians should win the Central Division. They should go back to the playoffs again.
Terry, thanks.
Thanks, Amanda.